It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Public health officials in El Paso County say the current rate of positive COVID-19 tests is raising concerns for hospitals and putting state-approved health variances at risk. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
The current rate of positive tests is about 7% in the county, which is above the goal of no more than 5%. Dr. Leon Kelly with the health department says it's a call to action.
This is the warning light that says we as a community need to change our behavior. That's really what it comes down to, changing individual behavior and increasing that personal responsibility.
Kelly says it's critical to follow public health guidelines, including washing hands, keeping physical distance, and he emphasized wearing masks. The county has about 2 weeks to show the state health department improvements before current allowances are modified. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
Colorado employers must now offer paid sick leave to all of their workers under a new state law. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
Under the terms of the new law, workers can accrue an hour of leave for every 30 hours worked, up to 48 total hours of sick time per year. The leave can be used not just for a worker to tend to their own health, but also when caring for a family member or when trying to leave a domestic violence situation. The time could also be used for childcare if the state has to shut down again because of the coronavirus. The legislature passed the new policy in part as a reaction to the pandemic and concerns that sick people were continuing to work because they couldn't afford not to. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Starting next year, landlords in Colorado will no longer be able to refuse a prospective tenant just because they use Section 8 vouchers. A new state law says landlords can't discriminate based on where a tenant gets their rent money, as long as it's legal and paid on time. This year's Telluride Film Festival is canceled. The event was set to run in early September through the Labor Day weekend. Organizers say they created a plan to put on the festival amid the pandemic, but that it no longer seems safe, with COVID-19 cases still on the rise. Last year's festival featured more than 75 films, including Ford vs. Ferrari, and this year's Best Picture Oscar winner, Parasite. This year's event would have been the 47th annual Telluride Film Festival. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.